Kind of how has practice been going for you guys getting ready for this bowl game?
It's been going good. Everyone had a break, so everyone's, you know, kind of out of shape. So we're getting back to it, and, you know, everyone's loving it. You know, it's a lot of competition going out there. You know, some guys stepping up, and, you know, just guys are just competing and just ready to finish the season off with 4 wins straight.
How excited are you guys to be able to go to Florida to play in the bowl game?
I'm very excited. I've never been to Jacksonville, so especially the Jaguar Stadium. I heard they have, like, a pool or something there. So I might, you know, sit out one quarter, go to the pool or something. But I'm kidding. Nah, Coach Elko would kill me if I did that. But I'm very excited. I know there's a bunch of events, you know, so I'm ready, you know, to see what Jacksonville has in store for us.
A lot of the guys.
With the practice schedule, how it's kind of broken up and segmented, or is you guys used to it at this point?
Just me being here, you know, for my third year, I'm used to it. So I'm pretty used to it.
You included in bunch of the seniors, Tyrell, haven't been able to taste a bowl victory.
Yeah.
You anxious to change that, perhaps?
Yeah, I'm very anxious to change that. Coach Elko brings it up every day in the meeting, and he doesn't like that.
You don't either.
I don't either, and we're going to change it. Yeah.
How do you balance, obviously, the activities that go around the bowl game? How do you balance being able to enjoy those but also knowing that there's a football game to be played at the end of the day?
Just like I balance my life, I have fun, but it's also a business. There's a place to have fun, and there's a place, you know, to be serious, and, you know, and strap it up and just be ready to compete. And we are going to Jacksonville to have fun, but we're also going to win a game.
What can you tell us about your scouting report on NC State?
Oh, yeah, they have a first-round caliber quarterback, Finley. He's amazing. He can throw the ball. He's very smart. He does a lot of checks. They have good wide receivers, number 11, number 6. They have a good tight end. Just all around, you know, they're very good. Offensive line is nasty and mean. I know they have a Remington Award winner at center, but I'm just ready to compete and show what we have in store.
They have some guys that are going to not play because of the draft, the fear mm-hmm. of maybe getting hurt or something like that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem like that's a culture here at A&M. I mean, you guys are wanting to play.
Yeah, we are, and I think it's the love for each other, and, you know, just that, you know, starting off the first game and going to Clemson, just having so many ups and downs, how we have created a special bond that, you know, I've never had here. And I think all the guys are just ready to go out with a bang, and plus what he said, us going, the seniors going 0-4 bowl games. I think the seniors and everyone just wants to go out, you know, with a bang and just set a statement what next year's going to look like.
How much credit does Christian Kirk and Miles Garrett and these guys get to for making their decision to play in that bowl game?
Oh, yeah, it's a bunch of credit to them and just a bunch of credit to everyone else that plays around, you know, the country with bowl games, you know. It just shows how much they care for the game honestly, how much they love the teammates.
Set a tone, though, for people that come behind them that, hey, look, around here, we're playing ball games.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you see the other side of it sometimes, too, in terms of maybe these guys who do choose to sit out, like Coach, mm-hmm. that he wasn't going to be critical of them?
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
They also have families, and they also have to feed their families also. Mm-hmm. No, it's a business. You know, in business, you have to take care of your family.
How much is the difference to feel this year for the players? Last year, you had an interim coach waiting for Jimbo to come in this year. How much different is the feel for the players this year?
Yeah, the feel is honestly more of a smooth transition going from, you know, the last regular season, you know, to the postseason, to the bowl game. There's not a lot of stress going on. We have a set schedule. We have set everything. But, you know, it's honestly 10 times better. And, you know, I think that's going to help us prepare better.
How would you characterize this year? No, you know, you got one game left. How would you characterize your run under Jimbo?
Toughness. Toughness. Yeah, that's one word. I think Coach coming in wanted to install in our program, and I think that's what he did.
Are you for sure coming back next year? Are you for sure coming back next year?
I'm just trying to win my first bowl game here, you know. Trying to win a bowl game.
The guys who signed yesterday, your thoughts on them? I think you can talk about the guys who signed already, right?
I don't really follow recruiting a lot. Okay. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I mean,
I didn't know if you got to host any guys or anything like that.
I just talked to N'Kobe Dean, which I heard he went to Georgia, but that's about it. I don't know a lot of recruiting.
You kind of hinted a little bit on social media that you were going to come back. What's your thought process in terms of when do you think you're going to make an announcement?
I'm just trying to win the bowl game.
Jimbo talked about the importance of the extra practices for a bowl game. Can you really get that much better in a few practices like that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just, you know, us being off for such a long time and us, you know, coming back and being kind of rusty, you know, what he said with the, you know, the front seven, we have to have pads, we have to hit for us to knock the rust off, and us working our technique and our hand placement and stuff like that. And I think these practices are very vital and, you know, and very important that, you know, we get these practices in and we actually take them seriously.